Here's today's Pasture and Forage Minute.
Irrigating alfalfa now through November until the soil freezes can protect plants and improve fall yields. However, adjust irrigation rates compared to in-season watering. During the hot growing season, alfalfa water usage may exceed a third of an inch per day versus cool fall days where water usage drops to 10 hundredths per day. As a perennial plant, alfalfa growth extends longer in the fall and does not have specific critical growth stages for water stress like most traditional annual crops. So in moisture stress, the plants will slow growth, go dormant, and then resume growth once conditions become favorable again. Generally, maximum alfalfa forage growth requires 5 to 6 inches of water per cutting. The main advantage of fall irrigation is lower evaporation compared to summer, thus improving irrigation efficiency. Further, most irrigated alfalfa fields never get much water stored below 4 feet of depth, although the alfalfa plants have potential for roots to go down 8 feet or more. To reduce field compaction, pause irrigating 2 to 3 days before cutting the alfalfa, and irrigate again when the alfalfa regrowth begins. Irrigation scheduling efficiency can be improved by using ET, evaporation transportation measurement gauges, or soil moisture monitoring. Review your local NRD irrigation district water usage restrictions so potential supplemental water applications per year do not exceed your allocations. Building deep stored water reserves in the fall can also help your alfalfa next summer during rapid growth when it may be difficult to keep up with peak water usage demands. Finally, some fields have lower water infiltration rates, so irrigating now through November may be the right time for building water reserves. For today's Pasture and Forage Minute, I'm Nebraska Extension Irrigation and Crops Forage Educator Todd Whitney.
Pasture and Forage Minute is a production of Nebraska Extension. For more information on how your university is serving Nebraskans, go to extension.unl.edu.